Meditation 4.4. Death Awareness Meditation. When first confronted with the idea of meditating on death, we might react with shock. We might think that meditation should deal with good experiences, whereas death and things associated with it, tears of grief, black clothing, skeletons and cemeteries, evoke feelings of fear and panic. We see death as the contradiction of life and happiness. It belongs to the realm of unmentionable, unthinkable. But why do we have such unrealistic attitudes? Why are we unable to accept death as calmly as we accept yesterday's fresh flowers wilting today? Change, disintegration and death are natural, inevitable aspects of existence. Buddhism explains death as the separation of mind and body, after which the body disintegrates and the mind continues to another life. The conventional self or I that depends on the present mind-body combination ends at death, and a new self-image arises with the new life. Death is not a cessation but a transition, a transformation. At the root of our uneasiness and denial is ignorance. We cling to our self-image as something permanent and unchanging and want it to live forever. This wish may not be conscious, expressed in thoughts or words, but it is definitely there. It accounts for why we instinctively flee, struggle or shield ourselves when our life is threatened. This is not to imply that there is something wrong with trying to stay alive. Life is indeed very precious. But it is useful to examine the nature of the me or I that does not want to die. The fault is not in the wish to prolong life but in the fundamental idea of who or what we really are. Am I the body, or any part of this collection of bones, blood and flesh? Am I my consciousness? Am I something other than my body and my mind? The understanding of emptiness, the non-existence of an inherent, permanent self, frees us from fear of death and from all fears and misconceptions. However, until that point is reached, it is important to maintain awareness of impermanence and death. The principal benefit of practicing this meditation is that it forces us to decide what attitudes and activities are truly worthwhile. Human life is highly significant because of the opportunities it provides for our spiritual growth. Developing love and compassion, clarity and wisdom, and finally achieving enlightenment. Everyone has this potential. But life is short. Death can happen at any time. To die without having undertaken the only work that has any lasting benefit, either for ourselves or for others, would be highly regrettable. The present life and all its experiences are fleeting. Clinging to anything in this world is like chasing a rainbow. If we keep this in mind constantly, we will not waste time on mundane pursuits but spend it wisely, avoiding the negative and the cause of unhappiness, and cultivating the positive and the cause of happiness. How we live our life inevitably affects how we die. If we live peacefully, we will die with peace, but if we fail to take death into consideration and fail to prepare for it, we are likely to die with fear and regret, states of mind that only compound our suffering. There is no need whatsoever to regard death with fear or sorrow. It can in fact be an enlightening experience. But whether it is or not depends on how we live every day, every moment of our life. Awareness of death during life helps us to stay in the present, to see the past as dreamlike and hopes for the future as fantasies. We will be more stable and content, and will enthusiastically make the most of our life.